Everybody, how are we all doing?
I'm currently doing it from my car, so let me just get this off the Bluetooth in my car. I do not want that. I want it through my headphones. Right, how does that sound? Is it through my headphones now? Right, cool. Thank you. Thank you very much. Right, I can see a few people in here tonight. We're going to get group members up for a little chat. There was supposed to be like a kind of AMA, but we decided, well, we get the audience on the general community call, so why not just bring a few of these on here? We'll just go for a bit of freestyle, just see how we're doing, any plans on the horizon. But before all that, I'll just go through a short agenda. Well, I was expecting Reese here, but obviously there's no show from any of the core one. As usual. Oh my goodness. So I've got a lot to talk about actually with General Comms. First of all, I want to thank the community for supporting us for a little bit of runway for the next 3 months. Camel's working away and doing some cool threads, putting together a plan for all that side of things. We're going to be writing more articles, I think, touching on some more communication with Core One. But we're really wanting to work closely with the working group. I attended one of the meetings for the first time a couple of days ago, and I was really impressed with some of these guys in this working group are unbelievable, and need to make that clear. The knowledge, the planning, some of the stuff is really exciting to see. So they're doing some really good work. The floor is theirs for a while if they want to come up and just have a chat. I think they should bring some of the ideas to the community as well. But we'll touch on that a little bit later. Yeah, so back on to General Comms. I'm going to go ahead and plan out. Well, no, we did a little video series called The Inside Scoop, which we think has been really nice to just like showcase what's been built on, you know, which is great. That's a project side of it. But why not do it a little step further? We want more developers building on our network, right? So we're going to do more of a developer series. So as I proposed in the proposal, we're going to touch on 3 videos coming out for the next 3 months with certain projects that I've been talking to so far. And we're going to invent a project, for example, right? I created one earlier on called DAO Records. So I'm just thinking my idea, it'd be useful to try and use the frameworks available on Juno to help build this project out using the other frameworks that are available on Juno, and just sort of kind of grow the project. So that's exciting. I'm going to be heads down working on that for a little while. But also the snippets will keep coming. We'll also be head on the ground, obviously keeping an eye on what's happening in the network. And then I want to be working closely with Juno working group as well. So that's what we have in the pipeline as communication sub-DAO, and just telling the story of what Juno's doing. And more importantly, I want more in between us and Core One. Just you know, Reese has done a great job. I love what Reese is doing. He keeps in touch with us daily on upgrades and tech stack and stuff. So that's all great. Someone did invite themselves up as a speaker. Drago, how you doing? All right, so we'll leave it at that at the moment. I see signal and stuff like that up here as well. So if there's anybody from the Juno Worker Group want to come up and just say hello, kickstart. I would say for this call, you know what we did with that meeting the other night? We just sort of like went through a little bit of an agenda. I don't know if Ray's got anything to say or anything like that. I think you just sent me earlier on there, just recently. Let me just grab that. Yeah, so I think we have a... I don't know, Ray, if you want to announce the Core One interview sessions. It's a bit of a PDF that's going out. By all means, I think it'd be a good time to maybe let the community know. By all means, come up and have a little chat. Yeah, Ray's requesting. Hi, how you doing, Ray? Nice to have you on.
Good. Been busy trying to get this working group stuff up and running with everybody in the group. So, yeah, we're excited to say, I think we got the final feedback just yesterday. And the, I don't know how Max wants to publish it or how you guys want to publish it, but the interview sessions with Core One document is finalized. And that goes through kind of recapping and putting forth like a cohesive, comprehensive understanding of what, maybe not comprehensive isn't the right word, but a cohesive understanding of where things are at with Core One and at with Juno as far as Core One is concerned.
It's excellent. I love this is quite extensive. You've covered, interviewed pretty much every Core One member, asked them.
Did we lose them?
Sorry,
I was muted. Getting rugged.
I do apologize. There we go. Yeah, so this document is an overview. You've went round the Core One members. You've asked them what they bring to the network, what currently their roles are, this and that. There's quite a lot in there, but it's really good. And yeah, I suppose the best way to release it straight through the Juno account, maximum exposure, just get it out there. And then what would your next steps be? Just listen to the community feedback, or what would you say the next part of the plan is?
Yeah, I can let Signal talk about that a little bit. But basically, we did a survey with Core One members, like you said, asking them questions individually, and then kind of making that into a formal, or forming that into a narrative, a cohesive kind of statement from Core One, without, you know, with taking those individual voices and kind of blending them into one message. And so I think, like I said, Signal can speak to this next, but the next step is to take a similar survey like that and present that to the Juno community, and then see how what Core One looks at as the challenges for Juno align with what the community believes the challenges for Juno are. And, you know, really, the idea behind, as I understand it, with the working group is to basically bring some consensus to the Juno network and to the Juno community and Core One. Like, what are the things that everybody believes we need to deal with? And then focus on those things, because that's the way we bring unity and like a sense of direction and purpose to Juno, and feel like we can all have a win because we're accomplishing something that we've indicated is important to everyone.
Absolutely. I mean, before Signal maybe touches on it, I think you're spot on, Ray. I feel day to day, not by anybody's fault, by the way, but I feel like my skills are being dragged from one way to another. You're just like, what's the most important thing to be tackling here? And getting that unity, like you mentioned, is really important, and getting a direction from Core One. If it doesn't need to be Core One, if it needs to be someone else or a new plan, oh, that's great then. Let's just create a plan and start moving ahead, man, you know?
Yeah, and I'll add to that too. I mean, something, I know that there was some drama and some friction with the working group. And I think one thing that those of us in the working group and Signal can correct me if I'm speaking off task here, is we don't really have a plan, or we don't have a predefined purpose or intention with this. The idea here is to be data driven and to form the plan based on what people demand, not come in from the beginning and say, we need to fix X, Y, and Z. It's like looking at it and saying, what are the problems? And then taking it from that standpoint so that we're all working towards a unified purpose, but not telling people what that purpose is, but actually getting in the data to be able to understand what that purpose should be, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'll yield for now. Signal wants to step in before we go off on a ramble.
No, I think Ray put it very well. It's about getting the correct information and getting it all in one place so that we can start to have a more informed debate and then develop proposals that can then be brought to the community for review and consultation and build a plan that way. I think that, yeah, it's both about getting the information and making sure that we're like consulting with the community properly. So that's why we have we're going to do a survey. Hopefully we get good responses from it. Because like, I think that there's I think all of us intuitively understand community sentiment around various issues. But a lot of that discussion on social media and stuff doesn't get down to exactly like what should be prioritized in people's opinions, that kind of thing. So just hopefully we can get a little bit more granular detail by doing focused survey. And then a very brief one, by the way. So I hope people, I want people to not go, oh God, this is gonna be like a 50 question survey. I don't want to do. We try to keep it like really tight. And then I also, I'd love to do like individual follow-up kind of interviews or consultations with various members of the community, if they're willing, just so we can do the absolute best possible, the best job possible to build a foundation for the kind of debate that we're having internally about what kind of things to prioritize and so on. So that's kind of where we're at there.
I like it. So data-driven, interviewing some of the community members, in this document, first of all, so it kind of catches everyone up in what JWG, always have problems saying that for some weird reason. Bringing everyone up to speed to what the plan is so far. When do you want to release this? Tomorrow?
Yeah, I think it's in final form right now. So I kind of wanted to launch it for this call, but...
Cool. That makes sense, yeah. Because I do apologise. I've been literally come back to... back from training. I've come up to Scotland, you see, and I'm doing this call. It's like 10 to 9. I've had messages off everybody.
Oh.
Ray's like, when's the call? It's like 1 hour and 20. And I say, in 1 minute. Sorry.
Yeah, he sent me the same message.
yeah, I do apologize.
I think we'll do this the initial like brief survey, and then if there's anything that we find that we really need to drill down on, then we can do some kind of follow-up thing. Trying to keep it open-ended. It's just kind of basic questions about like what people feel are strengths, challenges in Juno, and then kind of listing or kind of ranking priority areas to focus on for the next few months.
Yeah.
So hopefully that will inform our process, because, you know, the working group, the idea of it, you know, is it should have a fixed deadline, a fixed set of deliverables that we present at that deadline. It sort of, you know, it disbands, and those reforms that we propose, if the community likes them, you know, those can form a new structure for Juno in all these areas. And then, you know, yeah, so that's what we're trying to build. Just make it very clean, clear, professional kind of delivery.
Yeah. Sounds very methodical. Starting off with this and getting the feedback in, and then we start to go, well, this is what the community are after, so let's tackle that then. Sort of prioritise things the way the community wants, and that's something I'd be well up for working closely with. Yeah, fantastic. I suppose I would like to just, I mean, I might be just delving into the future here, but can you see the purpose of sub-DAOs coming into like Juno working group? You know, if you get any ideas behind sub-DAOs and how we can actually departmentalize sort of like, you know, sections of the Juno working group, or even community members, to get more people involved in creating sub-DAOs and using that great DAO tooling. Something I've been thinking about recently, I just want to mind your views on this.
We had a little bit of discussion internally on that. I think that personally, I can only really speak for myself on this, but I think that we put things into, we form sub DAOs for decisions when we're closer to having like a final draft to share, so that we have like an official vote to show this is the consensus recommendation or proposed plan on a given issue from the working group. So, but at this point, it's a lot of it is, you know, conversational and just discussion based, tossing around, you know, like Google draft documents and working off those, things like that, right? So we're just kind of working in Discord currently. But when we're actually providing deliverables, I think that's the point where you definitely use DAO tooling to provide a good record of it, basically, and make sure the voting is all on chain and official. And of course, like anything we're proposing is, it's, you know, then goes to, would then be going to Commonwealth for a community discussion and so forth, and then a general vote.
Excellent. NetaDAO, I've invited you up. So it's a bit of an open floor, this call. I don't see it being busy any otherwise. I mean, we have you, boss, welcome to the call, and such, and Soy, hello, mate. Stefan's there as well. Anybody is welcome to come up and have a chat and ask you guys or myself any questions. Just want to throw that out there. Yeah, I'm excited, man. I like the idea of this, getting community feedback, like, methodically, thinking about it properly. I'm excited to see what the data will bring back. You know, we're in the middle of a bear market, and we've still got this amount of engagement, which is refreshing. I mean, imagine, you know, without a community, like, you know, what would be happening, really? You know, it's scary, actually, but, you know, we still have this amazing community. We still have people that I see still here. Most of the people that weren't interested are now gone. So it's, yeah, it's nice to see. Now's the time to be taking this opportunity to be planning properly, and but when we move into the next, the new interested users of the cryptoverse, when they all get excited again, you know?
Yeah. And, I think like we've haven't produced a lot thus far, because I think part of it's because we're trying to be pretty deliberate, and, you know, we're all volunteering, contributing to the working group. But, you know, we all kind of joined it as like, it was somewhat of a arbitrary kind of process. It's just all these different people were invited, you know, oh, do you want to come work on this? So I think that we're very aware of that, and want to make sure that anything we're producing has like real legitimacy and has had gone through quality consultation process with the community. So that's part of the kind of why we're taking like a very deliberate, slow approach.
Can I? Yeah. Sorry. Go on, Ray, please.
No. Okay. I was just going to say that I think what we talked about internally as well is just that what we want to be presented is something that's cohesive, and you know, there's a lot of talk about transparency, and essentially, we want to be very transparent in the thoughts and the decision making and the rationale for how we got somewhere, so that people can follow along that train of thought and be like, oh, I understand, whether we agree or disagree on everything, we can understand how someone would, you know, or how the working group would arrive at a certain point. And to just add too, is that the working group isn't a closed group. If people want to get involved and participate, they can join the group. They can talk to Max. I think Max can add people. We just had someone else, Cybernetics, get added this week. I think the key just is, look, we're not like being really flashy about this. It's more like, look, this is a serious issue that we need to, you know, we're dealing with serious stuff with Juno, and we need to make sure that when we come and speak publicly and there's a public presentation, that it's finalized and that we're all really, really well aware and supportive of what gets presented. There isn't a wishy-washiness with it. It's no, look, here's our findings. Here's our data. Here's how we got here. And it should be presented in such a way that it doesn't, the Twitter spaces like this can evolve the conversation, but everybody can get to that same level that we've, you know, experienced by the work that we've done within the group. And again, like the meetings are open, they're transparent. I think we had an issue with the Discord announcement schedule not being public, but it is public now. So anybody's welcome to come and listen in or join the discussion.
I mean, Ray, I'm quite happy to share the schedules when they go live, you know, because we've got quite a following on Juno Comms now, and always gets retweeted from the main account. We do appreciate that. But yeah, I mean, if you're up for it, if it's all public, you know, I'm happy to share things around. Communication is important, because I think it's like half the time we share some good news, and maybe only 25% of the community might have caught that news sometimes. And I do think, like, with the what you guys are doing and planning things cohesively, once you start sort of laying out the plans that you get from the data, you start planning it out, everyone's on the same page then. You know, we're all singing from the same hymn sheet then, and news travels faster and more broadly then when everybody's like up to speed. Okay, that's what they're tackling now. We're concerned about this part of Juno, you know, the Juno working group. We're putting in a plan together. Everyone's working together. Well, you know, it's like what Andrew was telling me in a call. I don't know if we spoke, Andrew, on the phone. We did, actually. But you were spot on, mate. It's like, see all these bad times we're having. Document it. See what's going wrong. See what all the bad stuff that's been said about Juno. Take that, snap it, and then come later down the line when it recovers, when Juno does recover, you know, you tell that story of, well, we addressed it. We got community feedback. We've seen the problems. We tweaked it, and we made it a lot better. Look at us now. You know what I mean? We came out stronger. That's an investable project, that, when you've got people there working and grinding hard. Stuff like that, you know, and sticking around through the worst times. Because it seems to be a bear market's always a time when your business plan goes to shit and you end up having to sell all the fucking profits at the bottom anyway, because you've no thought about it properly, because trying to time that shit at the top's impossible. So, like, you start to see the true colours of every project here. I think that's it's sort of aligning with that idea that Andrew was telling me about, which is fantastic. And I do think it spreads a lot faster and more powerful when everybody's engaged together. So yeah, public calls thing, we can at least share that around there, get people involved, man. You know, the community is awesome. There's some strong voices around this community. Come in, you know, speak to everybody and put your ideas. Don't sit back and be scared to speak up. If you're concerned about Juno or whatever, then yeah, we're here to listen.
Yeah, and that's great. I mean, that's a good point. I think this will, you know, I won't quote any politicians on it, but what Build Back Better or whatever it is, right, is grow from this. I also think with this too, that I just want to make sure that it's understood that the public meetings we have aren't really for public feedback. They are for the decision making in the process. The actual grind and ideas part of things, unless it's a working group within the group, like the constitution meetings, the general working group meetings that are public are typically to just like shore up what we've been doing, get everybody in line with where we're at, and then take the direction for the next week. So it isn't like coming in and saying, hey, I have an issue, I want you guys to look at this. That public kind of comment and feedback is better fit for the Discord. Not for these meetings, because we're really just, we get an hour a week together to have a meeting to sit down and go, is there anything burning? What have we accomplished? What do we need help with? Okay, what are we doing next? And so I think if you come to these meetings, you'll find that it's basically just alignment related, and not necessarily like, just to clarify, it's not like a public forum like this.
Sorry, I just put a thumbs down by mistake there. And I must add that the agenda is a lot better than my agendas on these calls, that's for sure.
Different purposes.
Yeah. Well, this is it. You know, I host a Juno community call, and, you know, the core one members just ghost me now. I'm only joking, man. I'm only joking. I know they're out there working hard and, you know, all this. I mean, did anyone catch some of the conferences that have happened? Some of the conferences that Hack was I attended to. Unfortunately, I couldn't make OsmoCon. I was away. And the Nebula one I couldn't make either, but I've heard Jake was there and giving talks out on all of them. So we're going to get some cool videos out on, like, snippets, what we usually do on some of these talks. It looks like Mesh is making real progress. You know, that it's not as if Core One or anybody there is not doing anything. It's just like, I just think we need to communicate a lot fucking better, man. Do you know what I mean? In terms of getting people excited, man, because, you know, you can be telling all this wonderful technology that's been built, but no one really, let's be honest, right? The average user don't really know what that means for them, you know? So I think it's important that we try and get feedback on how we sort of tell this story, you know? Yeah, bit of a side note there. Is there anything else you want to add on, you know, working group, or should we keep it nice and simple, one step at a time? I quite like that idea.
Yeah, I think I don't know if Netadal wants to speak on it too, but really the things we're working on, we just wrapped up the interview sessions document with Core One that's going to be published, I think today or tomorrow. The survey that Signal and Triggs and some others have been working on is going to be published today or tomorrow. And then the Constitution side of things is also being worked on actively right now with Little D and NetaDAO. And that meeting happens, I think, at the same time, 8 p.m. UTC on, or no, 7 p.m. or maybe it's 6 p.m. I don't know. It's on Sundays.
Yeah. The fucking time zones are hard, man. I like it when the UK goes back to UTC 0. It's like, makes a lot more sense to me. Right, okay. We will touch back. Well, let's get this document. We'll prep a nice tweet on that tonight. My time tonight. I'll speak to the Juno comms team. Max is online. I'm not sure if he has to bob off around about half an hour's time, but if we can get it released today, we will. If not, it'll be my tomorrow morning. We can get it out there. And like I say, the community. Like, we now have every podcast, every interview, every cool thing on Juno being spoke about is now live on Spotify for you to all listen back to. You can be driving in your car and just catch it up on all the activity now on Juno, which is really handy, including this call as well. If there's nothing more here, guys, I mean, I've covered pretty much all I need to do. If you're most are happy, you know, we've got a video coming out shortly with these guys. Fantastic application. I'm pretty sure everybody on this call knows who YieldMoss is. But my God, have they got some cool things coming out as well across the interchain. I'll get to work on that video shortly. We'll get that out there. By all means, come up and say hello, man, before we might be ending this call early tonight. Because Reese usually takes up a good 15 minutes with his massive upgrades that he does on Juno every week. So yeah, I don't know where he is tonight, actually. Wonder where he's gone. But yeah, if no one else wants to come up and ask you guys any questions, I will happily end this call nice and early tonight. I'll just give it a wee minute though.
I think NetaDAO, did you maybe have any update on the Constitution you wanted to say?
Yeah, Neta, I mean, if you want to speak, Neta, go for it. If you want to chat away, come say hello. I'm getting dropouts on the internet as well. It's really frustrating.
Hey, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yeah. How's it going, okay, man? Nice to hear from you.
Good. Thanks. Yeah, I just wanted to give a kind of an update on the Constitution, but also sort of go over, like, why a Constitution at all. So the reasons, at least that I can think of, there are three of them. One is that a constitution completes the vision of the Cosmos ecosystem. This is in the original Adam White paper, which states that every proof of stake in Cosmos chain in particular should have both a constitution and a governance mechanism. so as it stands, every chain does have a governance mechanism. We can all go vote yes or no on particular proposals. But as far as I know, no chain has developed and ratified a constitution yet. So the first reason to get a constitution up and ratified, I think, is to live up to the vision of Cosmos. That is to say, before let's say Atom 2.0, we need to go ahead and finish Atom 1.0. And I think that Juno is a great place to do that because we have such an engaged, active governance community. So the second reason for this is that a constitution is important when power is not sovereign, but distributed. The founding fathers of the United States were the first to draw this distinction between sovereign power, which is the divine right of kings, or the power of one to control many, versus what they called constituent power, which is the power of many people to become and to act as one. So the governance mechanism of Cosmos chains provides this semblance of constituent power. We all go out and vote. But a constitution actually articulates the terms and limits of that power, the means by which many actually become one. So not sovereign, but constituent. The power of Cosmos blockchains is a power that doesn't return us to this feudal logic of kings and lords, but fundamentally continues and extends the political revolutions of our modernity. Three, Juno, as I said, it has this very engaged community. So it's a fertile ground for this work. Juno is sort of the political capital of Cosmos. It's a place where we can lead the way on this issue. And if I can just make a comparison of Juno, there are other projects which present themselves as competing with Juno. And from my perspective, they've not simply missed, but they've actively avoided this vision of Cosmos as emboldening and continuing the legacy of constituent power. If you compare the distribution of token ownership, hence the distribution of power of Juno to these competitors, you'll see that these competitors are structured more like sovereign kingships or tightly held corporations rather than public platforms. Which, of course, is why they've excluded U.S. recipients from claiming their airdrops, because tightly held corporations need to be registered with the SEC. And when you listen to the promoters for these competitors, you hear that they understand their projects as primarily corporate enterprises. They talk about maximizing revenue, and they clearly have a degree of business savvy, which... you know, more power to them in a way. I know that within NADADAO, Puro Buro has brought this up, but Balaji, who was Coinbase's CTO, and is now sort of just a general crypto Twitter influencer, I think, he's written on what he calls network states as an alternative to nation states and how blockchains make these possible. And one of Balaji's insights is that many, if not all, of the original American colonies that were begun by for-profit companies, they failed. Balaji calls these mercenary states. But the colonies that were founded by religious groups, which Balaji calls missionary states, they were able to succeed because their sharing of values enabled them to overcome some of the limitations that a revenue-driven approach tends to entail. And I think that this is it's worth pointing out that it's not just the vision of Cosmos. I think it's the vision of Web3 in general. People don't get into crypto because they're thinking like, gosh, we really need new businesses. Like the businesses we have today aren't good enough. People get into crypto because they know we need new institutions that have transparency and accountability in their operations. So for all the apparent business savvy of these competing projects, they seem not to have understood something as fundamental as the product market fit of Web3 technologies. And to this degree, I think people sometimes are focused more on price action than on long-term survivability. So the Juno Constitution is primarily about the survivability of Juno. It's about having a governance structure, a power structure that allows us to be agile to a certain degree, nimble with respect to particularly complicated or skills intense sort of operations that we want to pursue, while maintaining democratic, representative, participatory governance structures for the community to keep sort of using this power that we have and to come to the best decisions. Because ultimately, blockchains are incredibly complex. They aren't just monetary systems. And even if they are just a monetary system, the monetary system has all kinds of externalities to it. And no individual really is in a position to evaluate competently all of those externalities. You have to have wisdom from the crowd. Everyone can contribute to these discussions and to these thoughts about how best to steward the ship. And everyone should be able to do that. So these are the sort of three reasons why I think Juno should have a constitution, why I'm happy to be working on it. As for the update, we've had three sessions so far. In the first one, we reviewed some literature on constitutionalism and how DAOs actually operate. Then we, in the next two, we read the current or previous drafts of the Juno Constitution, which are on Commonwealth. And more recently, we've identified a number of sort of candidates for constitutional articles. This could include things like tokenomics or the community pool tax or so on and so forth. And we meet, as Ray said, every Sunday. It's 2 p.m. Eastern. I do not know what that is in UTC, but it's in Juno Discord's general voice channel. So I invite anyone and everyone who wants to sit in, listen, and contribute. And if that sounds like a lot of work, in time when we've fully drafted these articles, we'll post them on Commonwealth. So if you want to just come in at that more focused point, I would invite everyone to do that as well. That's my update on the Constitution. Thanks.
That was brilliant. Well said. I'll just do a mic check again. Can everybody still hear me? I'm having issues with these headphones. Just give us a thumbs up, some people. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, amazing. That's really interesting. Really interesting stuff. And I never thought about it like that, Netadal, to be honest with you. Very, very good point. Can I ask a quick question? Like, you know, with the brain power that you have and constitutions and stuff, do you have a play? Are you kind of moving this into NetAdal? Have you got a plan with NetAdal? Because it sounds brilliant what your ideas are. Like, could NetAdal be the lead on the governance structure for Juno or something like that, man? It's interesting stuff.
Well, we've developed a constitution for NetAdal. We want it to be a public institution for Juno and the interchain at large. So I'm definitely using some of the work that we've done within NetAdal on our constitution, but Juno is a much bigger creature. Like in NetAdal, we just basically have stakers, and then stakers can become different. They can work on sub-DAOs or whatever. But in Juno, you have people who are just holding. You have stakers, you have validators, you have sub-DAOs, and then there are independent developers and projects. And a constitution needs to sort of weigh and balance all of these interested positions. I hope that as we get further along in drafting these articles, that those particular interest groups will be able to go to Commonwealth or maybe we can do Twitter spaces like this to sort of give their feedback and help us build the most robust system that we can.
Fantastic. Nice to have you on, man. That's great stuff, mate. Great stuff. I suppose question time before I close the call, everyone. that's it from us. What I'll do is I'll start to put in the description of the Spotify recording of these calls, some of the useful things that we've been talking about, some of the links and stuff. Let's, if we do finish the call early tonight, which I think we'll do, I'll speak to Max now and Ray, and we'll get this document published for the call one interviews, and we'll get to work on that straight away. That'd be great if it's something to do. Other than that, everybody, nice to have you on. Sorry for the shortness of the call, but yeah, I think we covered quite a lot. I think it's been pretty productive. Great update from the General Working Group. Fantastic stuff there. As you can see, the talent on this, it's mind-blowing, unbelievable. I'm learning every day with just listening to these guys. It's in good hands for sure. Other than that, chaps, I think we'll leave it at that. I want to thank the community for tuning in, and yeah, I'll get this shared on Spotify shortly. Okay, everyone, you take care of yourselves, and I will be around the interchain. Take care, goodbye.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments, red down days. Got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting knives. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss. And I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place, smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines, they call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community, all these low hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10 stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Terror Spaces.